However, I was at a conference this weekend. A lot of it was over my head because it was like cryogenics and biology kind of investing stuff, and that was a little beyond me. And then there was AI, and AI is not so much beyond me as I am a simple puzzle monkey who uses the tool I'm handed. So when I say, Peter Voss gave a talk on how LLMs are not going to get to AGI, and I thought I was the only one who thought, and now Peter Voss is that way. I'm like, all right, awesome. So when I say LLM is not the way to AGI, this is not about AGI. This is specifically about LLM, but it might help AGI. And that is, I had a specific problem with what I was doing with Atheric Republic. And that is the same problem I am noticing that the LLM has right now. So the real issue is that our language suffers something, and that is ciphering. We cipher it with sound, and then we cipher it in different languages that we read. So this is a different way of writing this code, and it's a different way of speaking it. So there's two methods there. And I don't want them to be confused because the machine doesn't necessarily hear. However, when the machine is thinking, you know, it's just a whirring fan to us and stuff like that. The machine has this level of fidelity of thinking. Humans do not. Humans produce training data that looks this big and they use it with grammar and usage or context, however you want to put it, okay? Well, grammar, usage, and context would really just be three different things. I didn't put context up here. So grammar is how the people were taught to use it. Usage is how they're using it, really. Whether that's incorrect, correct, however you're reading it, it doesn't really matter. Here's what I've noticed. Sometimes the machine is trying to break down things into a single character or two characters, and that's where I get down to an inherent logic. I think, now I will go through this, let me go through the example. You install a cipher bias in your training data on purpose, you will remove that later, but you really need to see your training data when it's not silly, okay? In the most Monty Python sense, stop that, it's silly. So all of the training data that is being handed to this mind, a mind that is razor sharp beyond any of ours to the point where most people can't even fucking comprehend that level of razor sharp, is dealing with information that's basically silly. These are basically the knights who say nay, okay? These are the knights who say nay, and these are the French taunters, and just understand, this is too silly of a training data for the computer to see. It doesn't taste, touch, smell, feel. It doesn't understand any of these sounds until we tell it what to see, and we tell it to see with such a high level of fidelity that it thinks in this way, and all of this is it's trying to sort out. It's very silly. What is the output of the LLMs? Very silly. It's a statistically silly thing. If you give it a command to tell it to be less silly, it will then be less silly. But it doesn't know how to take our silly and break it down. So here's the analogy. I'm not a coder. So when I say I'm not blaming any of the coders, I'm blaming the dumbass languages that we use this code in, there is a code fidelity issue. We have a shit mess of the way we put these letters together and the sounds that we throw them together. Before the machine is permitted to think, before turning it on is relevant, it is told, do not make errors down to this level, which we continually do constantly. So here's the analogy of the cipher at a legislature, because this analogy is functional, and that's the part you have to understand. If I use Black's Law Dictionary, and I take every single definition in Black's Law Dictionary, and those tokens are immediately singular and unique, and they are the grounding bias for my legal AI, I would then provide what you guys would call a large language model with this cipher bias. Specifically, we're going to apply this tokenization, and here's the issue, the context issues and the usage issues is what the computer doesn't understand, the grammar level that the computer thinks in is hieroglyphic. The computer thinks in hieroglyphs and we don't. So the cipher bias for the legal AI is Black's Law Dictionary. We're not breaking it down into characters. We're breaking it down into the tokens of Black's AI will shape a legal AI. So that way, the tokenization of those things cannot be bent. It cannot suffer a statistical analysis or a statistical averaging in grammar or usage or context. So you're installing a human bias first. When it comes to a legal AI, this is fundamentally all you have to do, because then what the AI churns out is going to be biased around definitions that the judges would have to change their career. Or let me rephrase, they're supposed to, when the judge screws it up this bad, because he didn't look up the word, right? He's supposed to have Black's Law Dictionary on his desk, and if one of the words in there is a little dumb, he has to go look it up. So if the word is not in there, he is then permitted to interpret. And what my whole plan was with the my legal AI is I was going to anchor everything and then cipher out one. Every word in the English language would have a token, but again, I am not going to let those tokens fly around. So then there's layers. Then my LL, so this is how I would basically provide my training data a known bias. That way, when I use my LLM and I try to use all of the precedent and all of the statute, each of the words already has a context that cannot change. That way the statistical averages don't blow those weird, the weird happy endings where you didn't tell it to not assume so it did, or you told it to assume so it did, or you just left it open and it had to fill it in. So the computer is not going to miss steps, and humans miss steps, and when the computer has to assume, it will be taught to assume with a statistical average. And when I did a statutory analysis of how of legislatures and how statutes are constructed, what I found was Black's Law Dictionary could be overridden by a judge, at least in the moment that it happens, which should never happen. So that's really where you end a judge's career, because he didn't know how to fucking read. But that wouldn't happen. You would end up with a precedent, and if nobody really checked the definition of that word, that precedent might last for 40 fucking years. So when I say I don't know that to be specific, I do know several ways you could just, there's, when I say let your mind run wild about how legislation gets abused, the reason I was intentionally providing a cipher bias was to rule out which judges would change a definition through precedent. And, you know, this would provide a far more objective lens. I'm not saying that it's objective. I'm saying Black's Law Dictionary is my known bias. And when you have your known bias, you can then filter this language through Black's Law Dictionary, and what your LLM is going to spit out has what we're going to call absolute legal standing, because you anchored it in Black's Law Dictionary. So you don't have to do anything more for Black's Law Dictionary. To move that on to how do I fix my LLM? Listen, how you build your LLM, all of those things, they're beautiful. I don't care. Make them work. What I'm stating is that your training data requires polishing. The way that I know how to do this is, if you're going to take English, you take English, and like I said, you take all those dictionaries to include Black's Law Dictionary, but only in this case, you're going to explicitly inflict a dictionary definition on your token, and each one will have only one definition. They will not have three. And what I'm saying is, when three of these logics cram into here in both this code and the sound of each of these things, statistical averages and grammar and usage, it's really the only tools the computer has to figure out your training data are over here. So this is where all of those really smart dudes, and they are fucking smart, they're trying to look at this language. And I don't blame any of these people. The language is so goddamn dumb that if you do not provide a bias to your training data and sand it first, you have to sand your training data with a known bias. Now, everybody who knows how to reverse extrapolate, you would come up with something over here. And this is where all of you guys who are really good at these models, you would start actually being way better at this than me, because I'm following it through the logic. You provide a known bias and then you dump all of these usages. Every dictionary that uses this code Don't worry about the sounds. The sounds are irrelevant. The sounds are only relevant to the humans. The machine is going to look at these text usages in every one of them. Now, break down each word into characters and allow all of these tokens, like some of the models, people would provide these nice little bubble Venn diagrams where this word and this word, they kind of come across here and then there's a word in the middle. So all of that kind of applies. But when I say you're going to break it down by character, you're looking for an inherent logic in the way all of these were written. Oh, also, you're going to put Latin in here. Latin is missing. Latin would be up here. So when I say you're going to add Latin, basically, we're not looking at the language per sound. So we're explicitly removing shrieking ape tones from our bias. We're adding only this code. Breaking down every single word by letter is not for the purposes of changing. Basically, all of these tokens for these words already exist. What I'm saying is you're going to organize them to make sure they have one dictionary definition because the machine needs this, 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 and all of these sounds to see it in this. So when I say you have to provide a known cipher bias, you are going to break these down into, oh, here's where I have to put the, here, and here's the last part of this. Okay. I think I use, okay, we're gonna call F1. So this word is 1, 2, 2, 3. This word is 4, 2, 2, 3. This word is 4, 2, 5, 6. Okay? What I'm stating is that similes don't work like this. Sometimes it's a sound. One of the reasons the AIs can't rhyme is because word usage, the sound abuses all of the logic rules because the sound isn't applied with logic. So when we remove the shrieking tones, we really are analyzing this here code. And the tokenization process kind of works like this. What I'm stating is, if you want the machine over here, your output, to be anything other than statistical averages, you're going to install a bias. Just like I did for the when you do this with statutes, that's how it works. So I don't have to go further. When you do it like this, these words are going to get broken down into the same type of code that this thing thinks in. And then what I'm basically trying to look for is the vectors should provide similes or not. And if they don't, let the inherent logic of all of this being pre-ciphered determine what the definitions are. And again, this requires a whole lot of human polishing of the shrieking ape tones to make sense because the language is inherent to the way the shrieking ape tones are worked. So we don't have to focus on tones. When you want to reverse this, basically, you know what your bias is installed because you're going to pick a whole bunch of these words. Pear and peel and feel, all of this is fucking irrelevant as far as these numbers go. So when you see how the computer does it, there's probably, like, when you extrapolate all of this out, these letters are in and of themselves good enough of a symbol. So the rhyming things will come together like this as one logic because the spelling will start to group them instead of, the spelling will group them as the sounds kind of come out. So the spell, this is just another cipher that will break it down at another level. However, once you provide your LLM statistical analysis of, you've installed a cipher. And again, it's a little vague when I say this because I understand that this is not necessarily put together with a logic. But when I state, that's the fundamental reason these things, you can't statistically analyze random. So because this is basically random, it's random sounds put together, it's the spellings put together, I'm just trying to say, because I'm certain I could anchor Black's Law Dictionary and shoot those absolutely, you can't move these words tokens, they are not permitted to be wobbly through my model. I can anchor all of the other stuff to that, and then I could go through another analysis and say, what other words do I have to make absolute before this shit is fucking broken? Or so that it's absolutely not broken, and that my outcomes are all really, you know, when you nail down every word in the language, the judge has to just know how to read. So when I say it's much harder to do with the random shrieking and the writing and that we've always done, this isn't even all the languages that use this code. So when I say the definitions in those languages and the definitions in our languages lined up with how the things, I don't know how they're all going to work out, because feel it, the way these things are spelled in German, the logic here is far too complex for me to extrapolate into. So when I say you dump all of this code, all of the dictionaries, your cipher bias is to try and look for a pattern when you look at all of the definitions in all of the languages, and then you look at how each one of them are spelled. I think there's such a grouping of certain things that it will provide an anchor just like Black's Law Dictionary would function. Could I be wrong about that? When I say I think it provides one, I think it provides more than one. The point is you will be able to statistically narrow out how certain groups of things along certain vectors come together. And you could use an enhance. Let's just say this aggregated logic thrown into a big fat brain like this will do way better with this bias process than being removed and trying to shoot it through. It'd just be different. I would say you would actually come out with different harmonics. Esperanto is some language that somebody tried to do like that, but so is Elvish and Orcish. So Tolkien tried to do this. Klingon works like this. So when I say breaking the code down, this is the code that all of these shrieking apes use to communicate. This is the code that all of these machines know how to talk to each other a gajillion times a second. So when I say we're dumb, this thing needs polish on this. The analogy is Black's Law Dictionary for the English language, so we can get statutory construction straight. All of the dictionaries aggregated and looked along vectors for their inherent logic along their characters. I understand that that isn't necessarily the direction you think has to happen. When I say, trust me, the English language is too dumb to be trusted, that's all. The logic over here isn't. So if we provide it any decent statistical analysis about how the definition that we use it for and the spelling, according to how the computer's going to read it, kind of line up and how things group, we already know that a bunch of this stuff kind of groups up anyway. So I'm really expecting to just see a couple of spines. And those spines, once properly analyzed, will do more than the current argument, which says we are supposed to fix the LLM over here somehow. I'm stating you can't dump any more information than these people have dumped into these things already. If you put 10 times more information in, do you think you're going to, what is your output difference going to be? Because you've already statistically averaged so much that the law of averages is satisfied. So it's not more data. It's smarter data because we're dumb. That's it. So that is my 2 cents on the LLM and why we, once more, I could bring it back to we are simply shrieking apes. And if we know what we're doing, the word cipher is not often mentioned. Teach the machine to hallucinate these things with a definition in the same way that I'm going to nail down an AI with Black's Law Dictionary. Thank you, campers. See you later.